A baby raptor is born in Brazil. Meet the Ram 700 from Mexico, and how a revolutionary new engine is closing the cost gap. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone, your journey, our passion. And by Dow Automotive Systems, improving durability and increasing design flexibility with Betamate structural adhesives at DowBetamate.com.
This is Autoline Daily for November 3, 2014. With the Chevrolet Colorado and GMC Canyon trying to revive the midsize pickup segment in the U.S., maybe Chrysler can plug the gap quickly if those trucks sell well. Meet the Ram 700, which is sold in the Mexican market. It's based on the Fiat Palio platform and is built in Brazil. We thank our colleagues at Autoblog for having dug this up and who point out that it has a payload of over 1,500 pounds and prices well under $20,000. It comes with a 1.6-liter engine producing only 115 horsepower, but with a little bit more power, it could carve out a nice niche because there's nothing else that size in the American market. A few months back, Aston Martin warned that it might have to close up shop in the U.S. if its DB9 and Vantage cars were not granted an exemption to new side impact standards. We predicted the company would get that exemption since it sells very few cars, and that's exactly what happened. The coupe versions of the DB9 and Vantage do not have to comply with the new side impact rules until 2016, while the convertible versions get an extra year. Cerberus may have flunked the test trying to run Chrysler, but it still has not given up on the automotive industry. An affiliate of the investment firm, Radell Automotive, is in the process of buying Visteon's interior business. We think the whole interiors business is about to undergo a big consolidation. Just a few months ago, JCI merged its interior business with China's Yangfeng Automotive Trim Systems Company. You know, the interiors business has very low profit margins. And by the time the dust settles, we expect to see far fewer supplier companies surviving in this segment. Uh-oh, more trouble for Takata. Up to now, its recall involved vehicles made up to 2008. But now a new recall involves brand new cars made in 2014. And this is a different defect. It involves an incorrectly installed baffle on an inflator designated SDIX. There are over 30,000 General Motors and Nissan vehicles with this defect. On Friday, in the Autoline Garage, we showed you how to get an on-off switch installed in your car so you can turn off a defective airbag until replacement parts are available. If you are still worried about your airbag, we highly recommend you follow this procedure. Jaguar Land Rover just opened its own engine plant in England, but it won't be using many of those engines in China. Along with its joint venture partner Chery, JLR will begin Chinese production of three new vehicles starting next year that will be powered by Chery engines. Production of the Evoque just started in China, but that will still be powered by a Range Rover engine. Chery and JLR are hoping the new models with the Chery engines will help them compete with China's top luxury brand, Audi. Hey, if you're a fan of the Ford Raptor, check out the concept version of the EcoSport that the automaker is showing in Brazil. They call it the Storm. It's that front grille and side graphic that really link it to the Raptor. The only downside is it's only cosmetic work and does not get a performance upgrade, but it still looks pretty cool. And we would not be surprised to see the EcoSport ultimately end up in the American market. Coming up next, a look at an engine that could revolutionize the automotive industry.
Dow Automotive Systems, driving solutions in automotive, commercial transportation, and aftermarket with innovative products like Betamate structural adhesives. Lighter, stronger, safer. DowBetamate.com.
On last week's Autoline After Hours, the topic was all about engines, but not the traditional power plants that we're used to. That's because our guest was David Johnson, the CEO of Acades Power, a company that's developed an opposed piston engine. In the following clip, he explains why other engines are catching up to them in cost.
Diesel engines are already a little bit more expensive than gasoline engines, but as we add, you know, EcoBoost and turbochargers and direct injection, they're coming up, right? They're even talking about cooled EGR and DPFs for future GDI engines. So the cost of gasoline engines are coming up. Diesel engines added all that equipment years ago. So they're already, that gap is narrowing. So I make the comparison diesel engine to our Arcadis Power diesel engine. Take away the cylinder head, take away the valve train, add back a crankshaft, add a supercharger, and that's about it. Basically, everything else is about the same. We have six pistons in our engine versus a six-piston, six-cylinder engine. We have six injectors. We have six Conrad. So it's basically the same, although our engine is about 20% smaller in total size because we're a two-stroke. So we have these advantages, pros and cons, or pluses and minuses. When we do all that math, John, we end up at about, you know, somewhere between 5 and 10% cost advantage on the base engine.
Wow.
And then you talk about now after treatment. Our engine runs cleaner, right? We have less soot coming out of the engine. We have lower NOx. Our hydrocarbons and CO are great, so we're very much in the ballpark there. And when we put the after treatment on, we can make those smaller also. I don't have a figure for you on that, but it's in the right direction. And now that contrasts with what's happening with other engines. If you take a conventional engine, diesel engine, and you say, how are we going to make this better? They want to add variable valve timing. They want to add waste heat recovery. They want to take the fuel pressures up from 2,000 bar to 3,000 bar. It's all as they're adding, going from one turbocharger to two turbochargers to three turbochargers. Some of those are already in production, three turbochargers with high cylinder pressures. So that all adds cost. So the cost of the comparator engine, the conventional engine, is going up, and ours is the same or going down.
If you want to learn more about Arcadis' groundbreaking engine, you can watch that entire episode right now on our website or on our YouTube channel. And that wraps up today's report. Thank you for watching.